When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast where your artificial friends.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Good start.
Gee, Andy.
Little low blood sugar.
Yeah, you seem a little, down in the dumps.
That happens later. First of all, I'm Andy Chanley. He's Larry Morgan. He's Josh Fligger, a Sam Farmer on assignment. This is a very, what they call, on the very special,
very
your
touching.
Artificial friends. This is my colonoscopy prep day. It's been 2.5 years since I had a colonoscopy. Last one I did live on the radio, which was interesting.
Yeah. I remember when we first started working together, you telling me how many times you had to get this done because of a family history, and
yeah.
I was flabbergasted.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go into the okay. family history, but just so you know, starting off the thing, if I seem irritable, it's because I haven't had anything to eat since 9 o'clock last night, 8 o'clock last night, and I won't have anything to eat until around noon tomorrow.
Well, ooh. For one, I haven't noticed a difference in his mood. Have you, Josh?
That's a long time with
long
no food.
Time. Oh, here's what I can have.
I'm going to guess. Ensure? Can you have some
nope.
Ensure?
No. Nope.
What about one of those gross glucose
nope.
drink?
Nope.
Nope.
Can't have anything that you can't shine a light through. I can have coffee, no cream.
Uh-huh.
I can have chicken broth. Or beef consomme.
Oh.
I can have Jell-O, no red colors. I can no red or purple. Uh-huh. I can have Italian ices or popsicles. Again, no red or purple.
Mm-hmm.
I can have fruit juices. Again, no purple or mm-hmm. red juices. Because
mm-hmm.
I guess that affects the coloring of your colon.
Sounds like you're eating like a 2-year-old.
I hate
apple
everything.
Juice and right. Jell-O.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's I started that. I woke up this morning. This is my cup of coffee.
Can you have just check in here because you left a lot of stuff off? Can you have a big steak smothered in mushrooms with a side of mashed potatoes? And
I'm coming over there.
What about really thinly sliced ham?
Oh,
bastards!
That you could shine a light through that, right?
Oh yeah.
It's like kind of.
Well, here's the thing. I had my last colonoscopy. the doctor told me that he found some weird looking stuff in there.
Oh.
It's like had a tail, a bunch of it. It's like what?
What?
Oh, quinoa. I had had quinoa like 3 days earlier, and this stuff. Even though I did the preparation completely and
yeah.
properly, there was still a little bit of that stuff.
See, people stay
out,
away from quinoa.
You know, a couple of quinoa kernels hanging
in
on
there.
The, yeah.
So you've gone.
You have to clear out.
So you've done the purge.
Not yet.
What?
No.
So
no,
this
no,
is
no.
just the prep for the purge.
This is just the prep for the purge.
Oh.
So, if, number one, you stop eating solid food
yeah.
like a day before.
Yeah.
Then tonight, and it used to be much worse than this. I've done it where it's much worse than this. That used to be you get like a 2-gallon container that has powder, this
yeah.
big packet of powder.
Yeah.
You dump that in.
Yeah.
You mix it up, and it's like. It's like antifreeze, like ethylene glycol. I think that's kind of what it is. It's viscous liquid,
mm-hmm.
you know, like
yeah.
Drano, you
yes,
know, or
yeah.
or antifreeze,
right.
That will push everything through. It doesn't just you know, it doesn't go into the tissue of your intestines. It pushes everything through.
Right.
It can't fit through the wall, so it just we're coming out.
Right.
So and you've got to drink this stuff for hours. You're drinking okay every 10 minutes. Drink
I'm
another
getting,
8 ounces
I'm
of it,
gagged.
And you just get distended.
Yeah.
And you have
yeah.
this huge
and
belly, and you're feeling awful. And then finally,
what's it taste like?
Oh, it's dreadful.
Yeah.
It's like sickly sweet.
And
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, because they try and flavor it. Like,
yeah.
they mistakenly try and flavor
yeah.
it. It's like,
and
just make
gum.
It as bland
they
as possible.
They have, like, 4 flavors of it.
Right.
But you only have each flavor one time. Because it's really
what if one of the flavors was gravy? Oh, God.
Anyway, so they made it easier in that now it's, and I don't, for a while they stopped using this stuff, I think, because they weren't sure about it, how safe it was. But there's this packet. It's like a packet of Kool-Aid, you know, powder. It's not very big at all. And you take this packet and you put that in 8 ounces of water and you slug that down. And then you drink 40 more ounces of water in an hour. You know, so you're drinking like 5 8-ounce, you know, cups like this.
Yeah.
5 of those. That I can do. And you do that, I'll do that at 6 o'clock tonight. And I think that rumblings start an hour or so probably after that. And I'm going to be in hell for most of the night. Then 4 hours before the thing, I'm doing it like 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So 4 hours before, I've got to get up at like 5 a.m. and do that again with a second packet. Drink down one and then have 40 more ounces of water and then be done with that all by 2 hours.
What do you do? Just go on a toilet and just blow mud?
Yep.
No, it's...
On the toilet for like an hour?
Well, did you hear his previous menu items? There is very little...
Right. It's just going to be the gelatinous stuff coming
out. I haven't eaten anything in, you know, in half a day already.
I don't want to get too graphic here, but it's...
But, yeah, it's... So
I'll
then,
bet you the sounds are amazing.
It's fire hose material is what it is.
Oh, God.
The sounds are just... Gotta
it lifts you up off the seat. It's no good.
It's human propulsion.
After a while, you want to get totally disgusting about
it?
But hum in your ears if you don't want to hear this for 10 seconds. After a while, it's kind of amber. Because it's basically bile and water.
Yeah.
And that's all that's happening. So it's by the end of it, you're pooping dust.
Now, this will be how many times you've done this?
Oh, God. Well, here's the reason. The reason I'm talking about
this. You're a relatively young man. So it's kind of ridiculous for you to have to be doing this
much. Have done this so many times. Let me preface all of this by saying the reason that I'm bringing this up, this would usually be a personal matter that you wouldn't share, is because this could save your life or someone near you. I'm being totally serious and sincere about that. And I had, after we did this on the radio, I had a number of people come up to me or write me or send emails saying, you got me off the fence to do this. And in a couple of occasions, they found something that they removed that was precancerous, and I'm going to live longer because of this.
Yep.
And if one person listens to this thing, of the couple thousand people that probably will, or if they go and they do something about it for their health or convince someone else to do it, then this is all of this gross potty stuff is worth it.
This is one of those procedures that literally can save your life. The way a mammogram can for a woman, the way it is, and it is, you probably have the stats in terms of how common this cancer is. For men, especially.
It is. I don't know the stats right off the top of my head, but it's one of the biggest killers, colon cancer. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, with the colonoscope, the thing they go in there with, your colon's like 6 feet long, right? So they traverse the entire distance of it. And if they find anything in there, they can, you know, it's a polyp that looks like it will eventually become cancer. They can take it out right then. Mm-hmm. They take it out then, cauterize it, and you don't get cancer there.
Do you feel anything when they're doing that?
No, you're totally unconscious.
Oh, they put you out, right?
They'll do.
You have a choice.
Well, they've never offered me the choice of being awake for
who
it.
Who would want
you
to be awake?
You can do the
really?
No, I don't want to.
I was.
Why?
We'll talk about it.
Did you want to?
Yeah, they gave me the choice.
You made the choice. All right.
We'll talk about
it. I'll be interested to find out.
Because I'm a man.
But
That's why, Josh. Because I'm a man.
So
better man than me.
I turned 40, you know, nine years ago. And my doctor at the time, I won't name names, I said to him, hey, so I should have a colonoscopy. Because I've got family history of this stuff. He's like, you're 40. You know, I don't know if you really need to worry about it, you know, just yet. And I said, yeah, but I've got family history of it. Can you recommend a couple of guys? Yeah, I got a couple. And he was so unconcerned about it that I took the sheet of paper with the couple of doctors he had listed there. I took it and just filed it away for a couple of days, you know, with my papers and bills and whatever. And then finally, a few months later, I'm like, you know what? After talking to a family member, no, I'm calling and making an appointment. I'm doing this because I don't trust his lack of concern with this. So I did. I make an appointment. I go in and talk to this gastrointestinal doctor. And he says, yeah, you've got family history. Let's do this. They find, I forget if it was three or four, polyps. Benign.
Mm-hmm.
And the great news is they were Kellogg sugar corn polyps, and they were delicious.
Oh, there was.
Delicious part of a balanced breakfast.
I so think the whole reason he goes to these things is just so he can say
that joke. Yeah, it's the only reason we're doing it. So they take those out, and he says, let's check you again in 3 years. So 3 years later, I go back, and he finds one thing that he's not sure of. And this one was like in the fold of the colon, and it was like a little longer, I guess. And he looked at it and he said, I can't tell if it's just the bend in it, a wrinkle in, you know, the way things are twisted there, or if it's a polyp. But he biopsied it and it came back testing positive, precancerous. So he said, let's do this again in 6 months. We'll go back in. I'll clean that out, you know, totally, you know, make sure that that area is, you know, clean and so forth. And then we'll test you again in a couple of years if everything's clean. So comes back, test it. That area, I guess it came back at that point that it was clean. But he said, let's do it again in a couple of years. Well, I go back on the radio, did it live that morning on Mark in the Morning, and had another one done. And go find the in the iTunes Mark in the Morning.
Yeah, I think it's on iTunes.
It's still on there. It was a pretty funny morning. But we go in and we do that, and he comes back and says, you're clean. You don't have to do this again for another 2 to 3 years. So here we are 2.5 years later. That was May of 15. So I'm doing it again, primarily because my insurance benefits end at the end of the month.
Yeah.
which is
actually ironic, because I was going to say my first and only thus far colonoscopy, I scheduled as I was being let go at 100.3
oh,
the
nice.
Sound. So as my benefits were about to change forever, I made my appointment because I was due.
Yeah.
So I was like literally and figuratively taking it in the butt at around the same time.
Nice. That's nice. It's poetic.
I know. That's what I thought.
So anyway, he says, you don't have to do it and for 2 to 3 years. And I decide this is when I'm going to do it. And so I'm going in tomorrow to have this done. And I'll begin the purge a little bit later on. It will be totally unenjoyable. And then I'll go in. Oh, when they knock you out.
You're gonna Facebook Live it? You know, live stream it? You're gonna live tweet it?
You can still find the archival.
Can they record it? Do they stick a camera in there? Can you just have them look it up the VCR?
Oh, the trip through my colon?
Yeah, just say you want to save it for later.
Well, I did put a picture up on the website or on Facebook. Yeah, I put one up on Facebook, I think.
You did.
I think we had some complaints about it, too.
Yeah.
You'd know about that, Josh. So they'll probably put me out with propofol,
uh-huh.
Which is, what do they call it?
Laughing at
milk of amnesia.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is the stuff that that doctor had Michael Jackson on. Where you're completely out.
All right. So now you're beginning. You're doing. You're making my own argument for me on why I'm wide awake.
So was that a shot? Was that like a shot?
No. It's a drip. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's amazing because you start counting down. You know, or they don't even think they have me count. I think of it. Well, when we did it on the air, I did the preamble to the Constitution. We the people in order.
The appreciation.
Ooh. and was gone. And this it doesn't bother me at all. The emotionally or anything. The idea of being put under, it's not particularly great for your liver, I would guess. But my liver, you know, is probably Keith Richards-like at this point. So
an old dirty shoe.
Yeah, a space shuttle tile and a flame retardant. And so I don't mind, you know, going under. And I actually feel zero, nothing, no discomfort from a 6-foot steel surgical tube going up my butt.
Yeah.
And then wake up 15 minutes later, I guess, 15, yeah. 20 minutes later. And
that's it? That's all it takes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't take long at all. And it's only 6 feet, and they'll see everything and get it done, and you're in a recovery room waking up, and the only side effect is farting. Because they have to fill it with air.
Yeah. It does, when you're done, I mean, it doesn't like hurt to walk or any, like, you don't feel any.
No.
You'd nothing. Be surprised. I just don't even know how to say this. Look, the thing is not very big. It's no bigger than the
camera, too.
The colonoscope.
The colonoscope. Yeah. It's not that big. I mean, they've got those things down to, you know, miniaturized.
Yeah, right. I'm sure.
Oh, you mean like thinness wise? Like, yeah. Yeah, it's like a guitar string or something, right? There's a small.
Oh, it's
bigger than
that.
I would have to look it up, but in my mind, it's probably
guitar cable.
It's probably 5/8 inch in diameter,
all right.
And because it has to, they have to have the ability to go in. There has to be light. There has to be a camera, and there has to be the ability to cut. And and retrieve something, you know, take it out for a biopsy, and then also to cauterize, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. He has to be able to do all of those things. So, you know, it's a Swiss Army knife.
I was just about to say
that. They're sending it in at the end of a coat hanger.
It's a very tiny, long Inspector Gadget going in in your body.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, here's I am infinitely more terrified of being knocked out than I am of the actual procedure. It's just,
really?
Yeah, it's just, I never take like anything for when I have dental work. I'll take a local, but that's it. I've never been
Seriously?
Knocked out for anything. I've never had any kind of major surgery either.
Have you had like dental work? What's the worst thing you've ever had?
Well, probably
do?
Having wisdom all teeth? Four wisdom teeth removed at the same time and one of them going very badly. It was all local anesthetic. I had a Valium, I'm never on that stuff, and it kind of terrifies me a
really?
Little bit. Yeah, and I know even when I take, sedatives, just mild sedatives, I do not feel good when I come out of it. I just don't. So it's just something that my system doesn't handle very well. Mm. So when he described the procedure to me as basically, you'll feel some discomfort, and there is a hard turn that it has to make at one point that is when you feel it the most.
Right.
But the way he described it, so I was given the choice of being completely out or basically what they called twilight, which is the mildest of sedatives just to calm you.
To take the
because
edge off.
The last thing you need to be doing at that point is clinching up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't picking up what I'm putting down?
Jerky too.
Yeah, okay. So I went with the Twilight. And here's the great thing. They pop on the TV and you get to watch the spelunking video that they play at the same time. Oh, wait, that's my colon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to see it happening. You get the whole visual.
And did you feel obliged to make a stupid joke every time you see it like I do? Like, wow, these mid-season replacement shows are awful.
I'm pretty sure.
No wonder NBC's in last place.
I'm pretty sure I had a hilarious running commentary that was only funny to me, but I do think I made him laugh once, but because of the Twilight I was
in. Yes. I've gotten killer laughs. They love the preamble. They all thoroughly enjoyed that. But you know what? Cool on those doctors, by the way. And maybe I said this on the air. I don't remember if I did, but my doctor, Dr. Henry Fisher, who's awesome, and the anesthesiologist, you know, their livelihoods are on the line there. If something would have, you know, would they're assuming, I'm guessing at least some risk in that, you know, what if, I don't know, I AFib on the table and you know, something horrible happens. The likelihood of that is very, very low. But them allowing us to go in there and do that live on the radio,
right. Yeah,
that was really yeah. cool on their part. And I think they knew that the benefits of, you know, maybe saving somebody else's life were worth the yeah. that risk. But, I don't have a problem with saying bye-bye.
Yeah, I have much more of a problem just not knowing what is going on. I'd rather be conscious if I can, and
yeah, well,
I can tell you it doesn't hurt. I mean, it's not,
you don't have nerves,
it's not a painful thing.
I've never done this, but just my experience.
By the way, let me just add this disclaimer, Josh. I'm sorry, I just want to make it very clear, and I'm not making any judgment on anybody's lifestyle. I am not generally open and comfortable with the idea of that process. Up until my first one, that was an exit-only proposition. So I just want to be clear, I don't enjoy the process. I know I'm treading.
He doth protest too much.
Here's the problem. I have such, I think, like, I would be a nervous wreck. Like, if I didn't take the pain meds. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Because I would be, it wouldn't be that I couldn't take the pain. It would be, when's the pain coming? When's the, like when I go right. when I go to the dentist and
this.
They give
yeah.
me that shot? The shot might be the most painful thing that I feel, and I'm sitting there freaking out, like, "Oh, here comes the shot! Here comes the shot!" And then they do it, and you're like, "Oh, that's not that bad." Right. And then if I didn't do that, the just the tension of knowing that there's pain that I don't know when it's going to happen. It's like one of those things where if you give me a hammer and you let me hit my hand with it, it won't hurt as bad as if I'm just waiting for someone to hit my hand.
Right.
So if there was such a thing as a self-serve colonoscopy, you'd be all in.
If I could just do it. Maybe
you say soft serve?
It could just...
That's the.
It could look.
That's the pre.
It could look exactly.
That's the prep.
It could look exactly like those new back massagers, those big hooks. You just go, you know.
All right.
Is there anybody listening at this point? No, is there anyone?
I have a little camera attached. I can just look at it while I'm doing it. Yeah, that's a great idea. Hey, see my quinoa.
It's important to address that though, if this is going to do any good for anybody. Yes, you have no nerve endings in your colon. You don't feel any of what's going on in there. And there is, you know, I'm imagining some discomfort in the pupil region.
Yeah. And there's a tightness and you know, it's just an unusual feeling. And there is a point at which, I guess it's the large intestine going, what is it? There is a hard turn in there that they have to make. That is the point.
Well, it just folds back.
Yeah, exactly.
The colon is 6 feet long, but it folds back.
Point where I remember.
It's like when you're around in first base.
Yeah, they have a name, the transverse colon or whatever they call it. Yeah.
That is the moment where I remember making this sound.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I said that.
Who's it? But if you are unconscious, you feel none of this. You feel zero.
Okay, here's a question.
But you missed
when
the ride.
When you're done, Andy, yeah. when you're done and, you know, you walk out of the office, what's the first thing you're going to go do?
I'm going to go eat, man. Well, yeah. They say nothing spicy.
Yeah.
Because that's fresh turf.
It's fuel on the fire. Yeah.
Freshly mown grass. You know, when
yes.
I just started
remember the time
playing a football
game.
Right?
You dropped the gas canister and it came up on your balls? it's a lot of, it's like that. Burn you twice kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But
you can have a big, nice, bland meal.
You're supposed to have the blandest
boiled
meal.
Chicken.
You know what I did last time?
Yeah.
I went up to Nat's Early Bite on, is that Burbank? Victory?
Know. Yeah, what's
no,
that?
No, Nat's is, I want to say it's a Victory in Haven, some place over in like Valley Glen. It's a greasy spoon. And it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I had some biscuits and gravy or something. Oh, my God. Just something really fatty and awful for me that I probably shouldn't have. You shouldn't have a period for your health, but I needed it.
That's a day to celebrate, especially after the restricted diet you've been on
yes.
for some time.
And you know, hopefully you get good news at the end of it. I don't want to pry. I know HIPAA matters and all, but do you anything you want to share about the results?
I have no problem. It's just the only I just don't want you to have that same feeling you had in the previous episode when your Final Fantasy team was so thoroughly destroyed. Your Final Fantasy team. Final Fantasy is a video game.
Yeah.
My first colonoscopy, I was told I didn't need to have another one in 10 years.
Totally clean. Clean as a whistle.
Clean as a whistle. Couldn't even find any quinoa in there. Probably because I've never eaten quinoa. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, it was, and I got to see it. I got to see it in brilliant black and white the whole time. It was
fantastic. They didn't do yours in color?
No, I just think that's the color of my Maybe that's not a good sign.
The colon is black. The colon is white.
So you don't have to go back. You've had a second one? No. It hasn't been 10 years yet.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, I was very happy about that.
So you got a couple years to go on that?
Quite a few.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, I know.
Nice.
It was a good feeling.
I mean, again,
the discomfort, but it was a good feeling.
This would be my one.
This is crazy to me.
Two, three, four. This is my fifth one.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm 49 years old.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that between the two of us, and Josh, you have this to look forward to.
Yes, I haven't done one yet.
Fifty is the year that they say average people should have their first.
That's the first one.
Unless you have family history.
Yeah,
so we're kind of the opposite end of the scale here. But it just shows, I'm so glad I did it just to know that I'm not at risk for a while because of whatever, genetics. And
right.
I mean, we both eat healthy and we're both pretty good, treat ourselves pretty well. It just shows you that there are some things that you can't control no matter how good you are to your body.
Right.
And the fact that you knew that you had that medical history, and you could say that about just about anything that you've seen chronically in your family, heart disease or any of those things. There are things to do to ensure that you haven't inherited that thing, that gene that you can't control, get it checked.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous to ignore that stuff.
I have a family member who, for years and years and years, ate nothing. Like his breakfast was oatmeal and an apple. And, you know, was going out of his way because of family history to avoid cholesterol and all of it. Eating a rich and fiber diet, doing everything right, and still has a heart attack, has to have stents, you know, there's nothing you can do if you're genetically predisposed for it. Nothing you can do to avoid it, but you can be on top of it.
And you can prevent something infinitely worse.
Yeah. So he's on top of it, and he takes, you know, precautions to you know, check it and those kinds of things. That's the same way with this. So if you have a family history, you got to do it when you're 40. And if your doctor says, oh, you don't have to worry about that, go find a new doctor. That's what I did.
Yeah, boy. No
kidding. Find a new doctor. You are not stuck with one doctor. You can find another one, even if it costs you a little bit more to go out of network and find somebody else. Go to someone else, because there's one person that's responsible for your health, and it's you.
So, Josh, this is the point at which we would like to say we've got a surprise for you.
I'm just digging this piping hot colon talk.
You make the powdery drink for him, and I'll unfurl this.
And we can go get one of those, like, plumbing cameras. Do you ever see those little things?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Basically the same thing. We're going to snake you, Jay. Snake the Josh.
That'll be your nickname afterwards, too. Josh the Snake.
All right, Josh, go ahead and grab your ankles and face away.
Yeah. All right. Moon River.
Well, I guess this is the big cliffhanger, if you will.
The coat hanger? The coat hanger? So hopefully everything turns out just great.
Yeah,
and we'll let you know.
It's going to be great.
This is kind of a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I don't like it hanging on this cliff. This isn't the cliff I want to hang things on.
No, but there's no cliff to hang. You're going to get a clean bill of health. If there's something going on, they'll take care of it, and you'll be bright and chipper in the new year.
And if you fall into one of those risk categories and you don't already have a New Year's resolution, make it be this. Mm-hmm. Make it be that you're going to go be brave and talk to your doctor about it. Because the worst part of it is shitting your guts out.
That just sounds like a Saturday night to me.
Yeah.
Haven't we all been there?
I love it. All right. Well, we can talk to you next time about the details. In the meantime, and you know what we really need to do? Hmm. We need on the next one to go through some of the feedback. We keep saying, hey, write to us and put stuff on the website. The Facebook site, there is one, Your Artificial Friends on Facebook. Our friend Aaron Al put that together. Leave messages there, and we'll get back to you next episode. That is the first.
Should be the only
the
thing.
The only thing that we do.
Yeah.
The only thing we do on
so
the next episode.
So now's a good time to really just
tell everyone how you really feel about
that. Cram the feedback in there. Just jam it up in there.
So Your Artificial Friends on Facebook. Josh?
You can email me at joshuajfligger@gmail.com.
You can find Larry Morgan on Twitter @Larry_Morgan.
And I'm Andy_Chanley.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, it really helps if you go on iTunes or anywhere that you find this podcast and rate it and review it because it
and
helps.
Subscribe.
And subscribe because it helps other people find it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even have to give it the biggest rating, although 5 stars is nice.
But we will accept 4.
But if you take a second to do that, it helps other people find it, and that would be appreciated.
Yeah, and tell somebody about it. You can just do it the old-fashioned way. Say, you know what I found? Found a podcast about your asshole.
Here's the first one you should listen to.
This is not representative of all of our podcasts.
I don't know. It always comes back to the butt, one way or the other. What?
On that note.
Don't they say that?
Yeah, that's
a thing.
Let's play the outro.
That was a great time.
When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end. Tune into this podcast, we're your artificial friends.